I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's the Arts and Culture Manager for the City of Marquette. We talked about the Upper Peninsula Arts and Culture Alliance. They have a special meeting coming up this week in Marquette, and we found out more about what's happening with Tina Harris.
The Upper Peninsula Arts and Culture Alliance has been a long-time planning effort. It started about 2 years ago, actually. Boniface Art Center Director Pasqua Worsler, business manager there, Sue Roll, and I got together to start talking about how we can work more regionally. And at that same time, the Central Upper Peninsula Planning and Development Association started participating in this strategic planning effort. So a lot of things kind of lined up really well. And we realized that we need to work regionally if we're going to be successful. So we asked a lot of people from across all 15 counties to come together. We met at Michigan Tech, and we got the backing from Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs to support this planning effort. We also got the attention of QPAD, who's been our fiscal agent and very supportive. They put some Art Place dollars, a grant that they received for arts initiatives, towards us. And we hired a facilitator from Arts Midwest. So this is, it's a very big deal. We came together and we said, yes, we think this is a great idea. Now, that initial group of artists and planners, we planned for 2 years, and now we're at the point where we have decided what our strategic framework is, and we have actually asked and some members across the UP to be our council members. Some of them are meeting for the very first time. I haven't met all of them, and they're coming together here in Marquette for their very first formal council meeting.
I look at the list here that you have on this flyer that you gave me, that it's people from, well, obviously Marquette, but then you've got Houghton and Escanaba, Mackinac Island, Ironwood. You know, you're heading down over to the Eastern UP and the Sioux. You've got folks from all over, including even some folks from Northern Lower Michigan, Munising, all of these. What is the overall idea or goal of bringing all these people together for this alliance? What is it going to do?
We all realize, and I think all the people that right away said, yes, I want to be in this group, is that we all believe that arts helps us to connect, create, and celebrate who we are. We value the role of arts and culture and all the contributions that they bring our region. And they're important to our region. They bring us a sense of purpose. They're good for our mental health, our physical health, but they also very importantly contribute to our economy and our local communities. And they preserve our identity as a people. They make more creative places. There are so many different levels that arts contributes to who we are and how we live here in the UP. And basically, we want to amplify the voice of arts and culture. We want to connect and promote arts and culture, find more opportunities to work together, and continue to grow arts and culture. And to do that, we can't just work with artists. This council that's coming together represents all the different sectors across the UP. So there are artists, but there are also people from economic development and planning, tourism, higher education. So they really represent all the sectors, and we need to be with all of those sectors if we're going to grow the arts and culture.
I know it's kind of just coming together right now, but there may be some people out there that might possibly be interested in at least finding out more about the alliance, or maybe possibly getting involved down the road as it continues to evolve as a project. What's a good way to find out more about what is happening with the alliance?
So right now, we have a social media presence on Facebook. Obviously, we hope to develop that to a very robust website or, you know, communications platform. So you can find us on Facebook at Upper Peninsula Arts and Culture Alliance to see what we're doing and to keep up to date. You can email the Arts and Culture Alliance. And I want to say that today is really special because of the Alliance executive team, which I'm a part of. We've chosen Marquette for our first meeting because, you know, Marquette's a central destination from the Sioux to Ironwood for them to travel. And it's really doing a lot of great things. Our city invests in the arts. We just the Marquette Chamber just opened a creative co-working space downtown, so that's where we're having our meeting. That's very exciting for all the people that are coming here. And so we're excited to host this first council meeting. We have a reception tonight. And if you would like to join the reception, you can call the Arts and Culture Center to find out more about that reception happening at the co-working space downtown. It's called Ampersand. It starts at 5:30. To find more information, you would call our office at 228-0472, the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Office, 228-0472, or you can email me also at tharris@marquettemi.gov.
That's Tina Harris, the Arts and Culture Manager for the City of Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.